welcome. You have tuned in to WWGH 107.1 FM Radio. My name is Linda Sims, and the name of my program is called A Voice of a People. We stream live on the web, www.wwgh1071.com. You can also download free app called TuneIn on any electronic device and search WWGH, whether it be on your cell phone, your iPhone, your laptop, or your computer. You can also call 740-383-9944 if you have any questions or if you would like to make any comments while I am on the air. And I guess even if I'm not on the air, there's usually someone here. Let me share with you those who faithfully support A Voice of a People, starting with Chappie's Hydraulic Hose Specialist, LLC, a name you can trust. Location 1325 North Main Street, Marion, Ohio. Telephone number 740-382-8552. Also, Logos Christian Ministries, Pastor Jackie Peterson, 582 Lee Street, Marion, Ohio. Telephone number 740-223-1515 or www.logoschristianministries.com. They have an ongoing announcement. Mid-Ohio Food Bank Free Produce Market every second Saturday of every month. This event will take place at Logos Christian Ministries. Sorry about that. I forgot to turn down my phone. I'm sorry. All right. Now, let me get back to where I was. Free Produce Market at Logos Christian Ministries, location 582 Lee Street, Marion, Ohio, 43302. No appointment or pre-registration or paperwork required. Simply show up, provide your name and number of people in your family. We also have Inspect Ohio, LLC, your one-call home inspection company with 25 years of experience working for you. Telephone number there is 740-262-0939, and they are located in LaRue, Ohio. I have a couple announcements for you also. We have been celebrating our Black History Month, and I will be reading some oratorical contestant. This is Xavier Early, age 6, and this was done April 2018, Primary Division, runner-up, Clinton Elementary School, kindergarten, Columbus, Ohio. Career aspirations, inventor, and NFL player. Just think of the imaginations of our young people, even at 6 years old, right? That's great. Love is the kindest act. I love all of the people I know. That's great. Thank you, Xavier. And I also have a remark from Dr. Martin Luther King. I believe that unarmed truth and unconditional love will have the final word in reality. This is why right temporarily defeated is stronger than evil triumphant. And that was from Dr. Martin Luther King, Nobel Peace Prize acceptance speech, which is only a little part of that. And that was December the 10th, 1964. So our kickoff for Black History Month was Sunday at Mays Community Temple, and that started at 4 o'clock. And I have with me today Kathleen Clemens of Ohio State University, and she's our guest today, and she's going to be telling us about some events that will be going on throughout our community. How are you today, Kathleen?
Good, thank you.
Good, I'm glad you could make it. I'm doing good.
Me too.
I am good.
Running out, you know. It's one of our busy times. Right. Trying to get everything set for the month of February.
Right.
It seems like, it, you know, when you're in a rush, like the traffic is slower, the lights are longer, and but made it here. So
madness, right?
Yeah.
I'm glad you did. And I was thinking I better make sure she know where we are. It's been a while since you've been here, but I'm glad you could come today. Yes,
thank you.
Absolutely. Yes, absolutely. So what's next on the agenda for our Black Heritage Kickoff?
Okay, one of the things that is already passed was our kickoff to Black History Month. We did the Underground Railroad trip to the Freedom
Center right.
in Cincinnati on Saturday. So
how was that?
It was good. It was good. We had a nice crowd of people who traveled with us. We chartered a bus from the Columbus campus. So,
okay.
Yeah, so it was a nice ride, and seemed like we got there in no time. I guess when you're not driving, it seemed like it did take us long.
Right.
Going and coming, but it was a great experience.
I bet it was.
You know, the different people who went was very pleased and amazed by the passage that it takes you through. You know,
right.
The underground. Railroad and so it was phenomenal. We had a really good time on Saturday.
Well, great. Was the weather warmer than here?
Yes, it was a lot warmer, and you didn't. Because I even asked them, did you guys get as much snow the weekend prior, like we did in Marion?
Right.
There was no evidence of snow in Cincinnati whatsoever. None. You know, we still got the remnants of all the last weekend.
Yes, we do. And more to come, I think. At least 3 inches more.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That was neat, though, the Underground Railroad. I had pre-committed myself to doing something and at the last minute. But that happens, too.
Yes, it does.
Yes.
So we're looking at doing it maybe every other year. If we're planning, hopefully, if the budget permit is... this fall or the spring, we haven't decided a time yet.
Okay.
To do a DC trip. So,
oh, that's neat.
Yeah, so if I do that, then it'll probably flip every other year. You know, then we'll do.
So they're thinking about going to the museum.
Yeah. To
yes.
The museum in DC, and then also since I'm work the program coordinator for diversity and inclusion, so it would be a variety of. Things, you know, you got the Smithsonian, the veterans, or the
True.
Holocaust, you know. So it's going to be, you know, then I'm going to connect with a couple of professors to see if that's something they're interested in doing with their class. And so we'll see which way will be the focus.
Right, yeah, right. So. That would be exciting, too.
Yeah.
Yes, very. And you said you are program coordinator of?
Yeah, I'm the program coordinator for diversity and inclusion for the Office of Student Life. Diversity and inclusion.
Okay. Because I had no idea what your title was.
Yeah.
It's pretty long, too.
Yeah, well, the last time I think I was still in the missions and financial aid area.
Oh, okay.
So I moved into this position now.
Well, good. You like this better?
Love it. I really enjoy putting together events and activities for the students and engaging with them and being a part of that. Yes,
that's great.
Really
that's great.
Like what I do.
And how was the kickoff ceremony?
The
Did
kickoff,
you attend?
Yes, the Black Heritage kickoff was excellent.
Yes.
Was really, really good. T.J. Floyd spoke eloquently, and he did an awesome job.
Okay.
He was the speaker for the kickoff, and as you know, it was at Mays Community Temple, and Pastor Jackson, who happened to be my boss, Sean Jackson. So
right.
I go back and forth. I got to integrate the two sometimes. Was the master of ceremony.
Okay.
For that.
Okay.
So he did an excellent job in executing the program.
Well, great. Great.
So it was really, really good.
Well, good.
Yeah.
Good. I'm glad they had a good time. Now, T.J. Floyd, who is he?
T.J. Floyd is Patricia Hare. Well, it's Patricia Pat.
Okay.
Lee Williams used to be.
Right,
Williams,
right.
Floyd, and then I forget her. Carter is her married name.
Okay.
Now. And so, so her son.
Her son.
Yeah.
Okay. Was this her first son?
Yeah.
The oldest.
Her,
oh, wow.
You know, she only had the two, the boy and the girl.
Okay.
And so. And he's from South Carolina.
Okay.
So he came from South Carolina to speak.
That is great. I have not seen, oh my gosh, I bet. I wouldn't even imagine how old he is at this time.
Yeah, I believe he would be in his 30s.
Okay, okay, okay.
Early to mid 30s. And he did an awesome job. The theme for the Black Heritage Council is respect. And so so he talked about his journey, his life.
Right, right.
Aspect of respect. So it was really good.
Well, that's good. That's good. Wow. You never know who's going to be presented before you with their story when it comes to events like this. And the struggle is real.
It is real. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. And sometimes, you know, when we look at it in our own natural eyes.
Right.
It can get overwhelming or seem to be too much. But, you know, sometimes, you know, especially from our Black perspective and
right.
religion and that type of thing, growing up and how our ancestors had depended on faith to make it through. That's, I think, is a coming, it's like a full circle turning, coming back around that we're going to have to use that same faith.
Yes.
You know, no matter what it looks like.
True.
We're going to have to see it the way God sees it.
That's
you know,
true.
And trust in Him because right now it's really uncertain.
Yes, I do.
What's going to happen?
Yes. And we all see it every day, no matter what color we are, authenticity that we come from, you know.
Exactly.
It's we don't know what's going to happen the next moment, you know.
No, we don't.
Mm-mm.
No, we don't.
No.
So, you know, I center myself and putting my hope and my trust in our Lord and Savior.
Right.
Jesus Christ and not in the world because he said to, you know, set our sights on things above. And so I just have to stay in that posture, that position so that I don't get overwhelmed or worried or concerned about what is next, what's going to happen.
That, let me read this to you. I just ran across this the other day and it says, in me. And I repeated it, in me you may have perfect peace and confidence. In the world you have tribulation and trials and distress and frustration, but be of good cheer. Take courage, be confident, be certain, be undaunted. For I have overcome the world. I have deprived it of power to harm you and have conquered it. John 16:33.
Amen. Yes, and that's the word, and that's what we have to live by, the word
Woo.
Of God. And,
our hope, our only hope, right?
Our only hope. Yes, so
okay.
That's true. Great word.
Yes, I had to send that to somebody that was very close to me,
mm-hmm.
you know, who's going through
yes.
some trials and tribulations. And,
yes.
and the thing to know and make you feel better, he says, you know, they will hate you because they hated me, you know.
Yes.
And but I have overcome the world. I've done all that for you.
Right.
And to know that God has gone before us and made that crooked place straight,
mm-hmm.
you know, it should bring us great comfort.
It should bring us comfort.
Yes.
We are overcomers.
Yes, so. We are. Yes, we are. So what's next on the agenda?
Okay, so we have several things, some things that are happening in the month of February. We will be showing the movie, The Green Book.
Oh, that's a movie.
Yes,
okay.
It's a movie. And so it's where the pianist, a Black pianist, hires a driver to take him to the Deep South through the play.
And, okay.
And the Green Book, and I did not know this myself, I guess in the 1960s, it was a book called Green Book. It was a book that guide and direct African Americans where they can go and where they could not go. The path that they could drive,
right.
the restaurants they could eat in, the hotels they can stay in.
Whoa.
There was literally a book, because this a movie is based off a true story.
Okay.
And not knowing, so they came from New York, the pianist and the driver, both from New York.